This summer, I had a really cool God experience that I want to tell you about. So in the month of June, I got to do work crew at Lake Champion, which means high school age people can volunteer at Young Life camps to serve on the staff there. So I got to be in pits, which is we get to do all the dishes, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it is. So in pits, I had a friend named Colton, and he was a senior going into college. He's at WVU now. And as I got to know him and know his story, I just knew that God brought us together. So I want to tell you about his story. So his story is in October 2014, he was diagnosed with keratoconus, which is a progressive eye disease, which basically means your peripheral vision goes away first, and then you just eventually just go blind without any surgeries. So he had three surgeries, two of which he left the country for, just like cornea transplants, stuff like that. And every time the doctor promised him, like, this is what you need, this is the healing you need, and this is going to fix you. And every time, it just grew worse. So in his senior year, he had to learn Braille, and was learning how to use a walking stick. And he actually tried to teach me how to use it. It was way harder than I thought it was going to be. And so the whole year, he just dealt with anger and with bitterness with God and just not knowing and stress. And that made his eyes actually grow worse. So he had a checkup before he went to work crew. In his left eye, he was 20/80 with corrective lenses, and without them, he was 20/200. In his right eye, they declared him completely blind because he could only see light and it had to be within 3 feet. So as I got to know his story at work crew, I just felt like the Lord was really leading us to each other and that wanted us to pray for him. And after all the miracles I've heard of and experienced in my life, I was like, yeah, why not? So every single day, we got to pray together, pray for his healing. And it was a process, and it was also exhausting because the work was exhausting, and late nights would get later, and our breaks were no longer just naps. And because prayer is warfare, and sometimes it is hard. And when I was with him, it was an inside healing for him first. He had lots of trauma in his life and lots of things going on in his family that he hadn't dealt with others and with God. So as he processed that, it was his eyes, he said, were inching forward. And every single day, they'd get better and better. And then there'd be hard days, and we'd be like, what's going on? Like, this is awful. And then every day, just, how you doing? Better and better. And so the last day, I remember saying, like, to him, like, God did something, and we just can't wait to see what it is. So 2 days after work crew, he went to the doctor, and they declared him 20/20 in his left eye, and 20/50 plus 3 in his right eye. And So and every single day that's been getting better. And so basically his perfect vision now, and they told him he can stop learning Braille and he can throw away his walking cane. And so right now he's at WVU freshman year, and I'm at Albemarle High School as a junior, and as Lord's been doing greater and greater things in both of our lives. And so I encourage you that sometimes we forget it, but miracles are for today, and God really wants to move.